Well, thanks very much, Brian and Carol, for letting me come and have a word. I really appreciate it. Could you just tell me, Brian, your full name and date of birth?
It's Brian Richard Evans. Days of birth is 6th of the 9th, 55.
And Carol?
Carol Evans, 25th of the 12th, 1951.
Thanks very much. Well, I understand between you must have come to the Isle of Man a fair few times. Can you tell me who was the first to go and who's got the earliest memory of going to the island?
I was the first. I was born in the December 51 and my parents had me over for the TT in 1952, but I don't remember it, I'm afraid. I think it was probably from about 4 or 5 when things started to remember holidays. Brian's first visit was when we were courting, really, wasn't it?
Courting, yeah, it'd be 77.
So when you started to remember, that would be in the later 1950s?
Yes. Yeah.
What sort of things do you remember from those early days?
Motorbike racing, mostly, because that was one of the reasons my parents went over. Laxey Wheel. There was a small fairground at Onchan. That was something that we didn't get a lot of over in the island. Blue Sea and Golden Sands. Horse trams, which are still there now.
And can you tell me about what it would be like? You weren't from a very big family, were you? Oh yes, that's right. A couple of brothers. So what was the family routine like when you were coming over? Would it be a big hustle and bustle all up at the last minute, or were you a family who were great ones to plan it all, come over well ahead of time? Can you remember that sort of side of things?
We used to take 2 or 3 cars over because there was a lot of us. That was because my brothers are a lot older than what I am, so they had their children as well. So there could probably be between 2 and 3 car loads of us. It was planned because Dad liked it that way.
But your brother had always...
My eldest brother, Robert, he would always turn up at the ferry on the last minute.
Just as he cast off.
Yeah. Dad in a panic, where's our Robert? But he always got on and he was always the first off.
See, I can just visualise you all piling onto the ferry there, big gang of you.
I remember them having to load the cars on the cranes, used to lift them off over onto the ferries, which...
That'd be the old Manxman.
Yeah.
So your parents would be bringing cars over quite early on, like?
Yes. Yeah. If we didn't take a car, we'd hire one. As I say, we're going for the races, my dad used to like going to different vantage points.
So what was it like on the boat on the way over? Would you all pile into the pub and drink over, or would you, just like it quiet?
Well, I wasn't a very good sailor.
The men would go in the bar and mum would be left looking after the two. What we did like to do was to go into the restaurant and have a meal. The old-fashioned restaurant where it was silver service. It was very nice. It was past the 4 hours away where they did that.
And then when you arrived at Douglas, what would it be like? Would you all go straight to the hotel or would you see around? Can you tell me about that?
We'd head to the hotel and unpack. Dad always liked to get an early morning boat so that he didn't have any time wasting. His holiday would start as soon as he got onto the boat. And then we'd be out and about as soon as we unpacked our cases.
Did your dad have a regular hotel he always liked to choose to stay at?
No, he always stayed in the same hotel. He used to stay, at first was with Jean's parents, which was Mr and Mrs Crellin. And then Mr and Mrs Crellin gave up boarding house and they stayed with a Mrs Kinnan, which was, I'm not really, it was the back of the Villa Marina.
Up Broadway.
Up Broadway, yes. And then from there, we bumped into Jean and we got told that she'd had the Manningham in the Castle Manor Drive. And from there on, which was, I would think, would be late 60s, early 70s. No, it'd be late 60s, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We stayed with Jean.
Yeah. What were those early ones like up at on Broadway and the other one you mentioned? How did you find them as places to stay? Were they?
Well, I was only very young. At the one at the back of Broadway, I always remember the pine trees in the garden. Those had a long garden. Well, it looked like a long garden, a big garden at the front. And I used to like that smell as soon as we walked up the path. That was something that seemed to have a smell of its own. Mrs.
You tell me about the 3 meals a day that the,
you know, she used to have to come back for lunch. I don't know how you're doing it now when you think about it, really.
And 12 o'clock would be a full lunch.
Yeah, and there'd be high tea at 6 o'clock.
Gosh, they must have had good appetites.
It was a full English breakfast, and then it was a 3-course in the afternoon.
Your mum must have enjoyed not the relief from cooking, did she?
Yes.
Mm. What else? I mean, if your dad were really into the motorsports, did your mum come along, or did she do different?
No, mum was into motorsport as well. They used to have a motorbike when they were younger. I don't remember mum and dad with a motorbike. My two brothers remember that better than I do. But no, mum was into it as well.
Was it always a family thing to go in a big group, the
yes.
brothers and everything?
Yes.
Yeah. What were the reasons that they decided to do that, do you reckon?
Again, I think it was the motorsport, and we're a very, very close family. We still do it now, don't we?
Yeah.
Not as regular because commitments with children and nieces and nephews, but we do try to have as best we can really to have the holidays together.
So would you take over like a whole floor or one of the outlets at the back or something?
Well, yes, it would be basically take over the aerial.
Oh, that's great. So when you first got married, I mean, how did your holidays change? Were they the same, or?
Well, we had our honeymoon in the Isle of Man, didn't we?
Yeah,
that's right. The reason we got married in September was so we could get the Manx Grand Prix in as part of our holidays. And again, we didn't have a honeymoon on our own. The family were there, and friends.
We have friends in Watford who come every year to for the Manx Grand Prix, who we still keep in touch with in the island.
That sounds great. So what are your memories of the honeymoon and what it was like coming over and the atmosphere?
I remember it being a Force 9 coming over. The only boat that left Liverpool that day was the Lady of Man, and we were on it. Yeah, it was.
You were outside with Karen, weren't you, mate?
No, not being a very good sailor. All the men, in brackets, were all in the bar, and I was tied to the handrail of the ship.
And I was looking after the little ones because they were being sick, and my sister-in-law and my niece, they were both ill as well, so they couldn't look after the children, so it was down to me. Pretty good sailor I am.
It must have been quite a crossing.
It was, really, wasn't it?
So what happened when you arrived at Douglas and all moved on to the hotel?
Well, we never stayed in the Imperial, as it was then, or was it the Manningham?
We were in the Manningham then, weren't we, when we first got married?
Yeah, but we stayed down the road in a Manning on the corner of Broadway.
Yeah, because we thought it was our honeymoon, we'd stay in a different hotel. But we spent most of the time in the Manningham, didn't we?
In the bar.
So was the Manning, did they do you well, did they look after you and give you a good room, or was it,
no, not really, it wasn't.
Tell me what it was like. And
it was at the back of the house, wasn't it?
It was the smallest room they had. We put us in the broom cupboard.
You both couldn't get washed or changed at the same time because it was that narrow.
They couldn't stand in the hall while the other one got changed.
Did they know that you were newly married, or did they just say there was no rooms?
No, we didn't advertise it.
You didn't want the fuss?
No. So Well, we haven't really stayed anywhere else other than that was the only other hotel that we've done in the island.
Was the man?
Oh, we had to stay 1 year in the St Helier next door to the Imperial because
that was a TT week.
That was it, and Jean was fully booked, and they looked after us very well.
So was the man in an altogether dodgy hotel, or was it just the room that they gave you that were
bad? It was just the room. The food was all right, wasn't it? The food was fine, and it was clean. It's just that we're used to having front sea views and those
kinds. Being made a fuss of.
And en suites, and this was sort of along the corridor to the loo. But
it's a bit old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whipping down the hall with your towel rolled up under your arm. Then finding it occupied.
How did you find the buildings? I mean, being a man with knowledge of the buildings themselves, did you find that they were getting a bit old fashioned?
They were getting a very dilapidated, you know. The change now with the likes of the new, is it a Villa Marina?
Oh, the Sefton's extending and the Empress the Stachys.
It all needed doing. It was really going into dilapidation.
What would you notice as you were looking around the building with your eye would have spotted? What sort of things would you see?
Basically, the facades of the building were all paint flaking off old window frames. And with being on the seafront, the windows always looked like they needed a good clean. And then they started building them with new PVC windows and like the... What's the casino one? The
Stachys now. What was the palace?
The palace, yeah. Well, that looked like a modern building.
What did you think of it? Were you tempted to stay ever in that, or did you like the family-run establishments more?
We liked the family-run establishments, didn't we?
Yeah, the Imperial was, with its big rooms and its big sea view windows, was wonderful.
We couldn't fault the Imperial in any way. The food was lovely, but
we've looked recently at the Empress, and it's very modern and very plastic and chrome.
I don't find it as being as friendly and as.
A lot of the staff are all students working their way around the world. Actually, I've interviewed them. Yeah, a lot of there's very few permanent members of staff. A lot of them are very short term contracts in the big hotels.
See, the Imperial's a family. On a hotel, and you do see the same people year after year working on the tables, or whether it be on behind the bar or chambermaid. You do tend to see the same people every year, which I think is nice.
And just going back to the Manningham, I mean, can you tell me what your favourite things, what did you like about it that made it a home from home, as it were, a place that you like to come to?
The atmosphere in the lounge. And
yeah, the bar as such was like their front living room with a little counter and a barrel and a pump. But some good times in there. And everybody knew one another.
Would there be other groups of big groups like your own? I mean, was that something that you'd see extended family like coming over, or were you unusual?
No, we'd see the same people every year, wouldn't we?
Hence
going there for the Manx Grand Prix or the TT, you do tend to see the same people year after year.
I think they're
year.
All dead now, though.
Mrs.
Welsh, was it?
And Harry from St Helens.
Yeah, but they were all there.
But they were like my mum and dad's age, so. I mean, the Cockney boys that we still stay in the Imperial now, they used to stay with Shirley and the Palatine, didn't they?
Which was next door.
Now, we still keep in touch with those. They are in the Imperial with us.
What was the atmosphere like in the bar and in the lounge?
It was early evening was the time, because everybody used to come out, so after their evening meal, used to come out on the step and let the meal go down and chat, and then it'd roll on into the late evening and so on. But a great atmosphere.
Great atmosphere, Talking about where you going to go to watch
The early morning, sitting on the steps at the waterfront and watching everybody get their bikes ready for the day, and out before 10 o'clock, wondering where you were going to watch. It was good.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what were the best times of the day for like socialising and meeting people at the hotel? What were the times?
Early evenings before dinner, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You'd be out for the day around the course and meet up with everybody about 4:30 before eating the meal and talk about.
We have a thing about about watching the Mags Grand Prix that we say we'll meet you in the creek in Peel, and sometimes we've stayed there and we've watched more TTs from the than from by the size of the course.
Which is of course ironic because the TT doesn't get to Peel.
Yeah.
But I like it. Yeah. So you'd have a good you'd go around and see the And would you sort of you know, just meet up with people staying in the hotel and say do things together, or would everyone do their own thing?
No, we'd do our own thing.
Yeah. I used to, besides the motorcycle racing, I used to like getting up into the plantations, into the not mountains, but into the hills and places that you thought nobody knew about. You know, and we'd take a little Caligas stove and buy some fish from Peel and buy some queenies and some cream and some garlic
and have
a picnic up in the pine forests up there on the round table or somewhere like that.
We have an MG which we take over with us, an old MG, 1969,
which is
the island loves it, well she loves the island.
Yeah.
So the types of roads for that type of vehicle. We took the Land Rover a couple of years ago, but it was a bit like hard work, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it was a bit bumpy.
We could get all the cases in and everything else that goes with it, but it was a bit bumpy.
Do you find the cars on the boat a bit expensive, or do you find it perfectly all right, affordable?
It's a bit expensive now.
It has gone very expensive.
Has it gone more than when you first started coming, would you say, relative to what you know...
I would say,
a week's wages, say, you know, and how much the boat is of it.
Yeah, it's gone very dear. It's
gone very expensive. The hotel being quite reasonable, I think the steam package have really spoiled the island for the price. You can't say the hotels have, because I'd say they're very reasonable for good value for money, but I think the steam package is...
It's with them having...
They're trying to do...
having all their own way.
Yeah, they're trying to do a deal like... Ireland, I think, now we're a passenger vehicle and passenger, but it's nowhere near as cheap as going to Ireland, which is unfortunate, really. Mm. And the weeks that we like to go, they're obviously the height of the season.
They rack up the prices.
Yeah.
It's bad, isn't it, when they do that? But presumably the atmosphere makes up for it. And
One year I went when I was younger, I just remembered it now, it's something that's just come into my mind. We used to stay in a cottage in Laxey, which I quite enjoyed, and there was no running water. You had to get the water from the stream that ran at the bottom of the garden and go across to the farm for your eggs and bacon.
Yeah,
that was one of the years where we took the three cars over, my two brothers and their wives and their children, and my mum and dad and myself.
What was the best thing about going in a big group, do you reckon?
The kids.
The children, yeah. Which is what I like more so now. Not having any ourselves, I do enjoy being with them. Yeah. And they take advantage of us because your aunties and uncle, don't they?
Kind of away from the continental holiday, if the weather's... just something like warm, you see them in the sea and playing in the sand, and it's real natural and old-fashioned. It's nice to see.
Yeah. How does the Isle of Man compare with like other holidays, or do you tend to just stick to the Isle of Man? Is it very different, or is it quite similar?
We don't go abroad.
No.
You're not one for the sun, are you? Yeah. We just don't go abroad, we're very English.
No,
we've done Devon, haven't we, and which I enjoyed as well, but I do miss the motorsport. We done one year where we had the classics in, didn't we?
Yeah, we've stayed over for the the Manx Rally and the old Bentley's rallies that come over. It was beautiful there. The trouble is, it's the end of the season. If we start getting September, what you were saying about the boarding places up and all the front was going downhill, and it wasn't nice, was it, when everybody was going home?
No, it could get quite depressing once they started boarding everything up.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they've started on it, but the shops from where the Castle Mona is, that before you get to the Stackers, they started to do some work on there. Have they completed it yet?
Yeah, they're all completely done up now, so they're much better.
Because that was look a bit down, yeah. Didn't it? Yeah.
That part of Queen's Prom, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. What about going back to the Imperial? I mean, can you remember your first time there? Did you move when Jean and Shirley got it? And did she, like,
yes,
take her, as it were, take you with her?
Yes,
like,
yes, we
in
moved.
In her handbag?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we moved with them.
So what was it, how was it, what was it different and what was the same going to the Imperial?
Well, we were a bit cynical about it. We thought, oh, we won't like this, it's a bit big and it's...
You won't get the family atmosphere.
You won't get the family atmosphere, but it wasn't.
It was the same.
We kept it.
Yeah.
It was Shirley and Derek had friends of their own from the Palatine and everybody mingled in together, didn't
Yeah.
Plus the food, Shirley's homemade steak pie.
Were you there that night?
I have heard of it. I've had samples of their cooking.
Yeah.
It's very good. So it's like the food and the family atmosphere played a big part,
yeah,
would you say?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the Imperial? I mean, you've gone there for a few years now, so you might be able to tell me about how it's what's changed and what's stayed the same in that place and the way it's run and what it's like inside. Can you remember?
They didn't have as many en suites, did they?
No.
When we first moved.
The Imps bar downstairs as well got a bit noisy during. There's a hamburger bar as the underneath.
The carousel.
And you got an element outside, which were there all night, which.
Which would leave a lot of rubbish around, which.
Which we didn't like.
Which wasn't.
Which you didn't get in the
wasn't
manual,
anything
it was quiet, you know, all you got was the Zeagles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Waking you up in the morning. Yeah, over the last few years that has become
deteriorated, hasn't it?
But Jean and Shirley have tried to do something about it, but it's not owned by Jean and Shirley.
It's not theirs, is it?
Oh,
that can't be someone else.
So that is a bit of
And he did get a lot of complaints from residents.
Mm-hmm.
It was going on till 3-4 in the morning.
When they were coming out of the
casinos.
And
yeah.
What about in the hotel? I mean, has the, I'm trying to think, you mentioned about having lunch laid on and stuff. Had that gone by the time you came to
that?
That
had gone from the, towards the latter days of the Manningham.
Yeah.
Jean had started to do her evening meal, a hot meal of an evening, which I thought was better. So that came towards the later tap days in the Manningham, and then it obviously was continued.
And with the Imperial, had a wide variety on the menu of an evening. It was like a restaurant.
Yeah. And you didn't have to be in at 5 or 5:30.
Which had lost the guest house.
Yeah, which I liked because it was our choice to go in to eat when we wanted to.
Yeah.
And obviously they've got to put a time limit on because they can't have the kitchens open all day, but all evening, I should say.
Yeah.
So the food now is a bit, you got more hours and you got more choice, is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they cater for vegetarians and not that we are vegetarians.
They got a nice dining room, haven't they?
Yeah.
With the lamps from the
everything.
Yes,
like
that. Yeah. That's quite
new,
isn't it?
Breakfast
the
as well.
The decor. Oh yeah.
Yeah. There's it's not just your traditional bacon and egg. If you don't want that, it was just toast and marmalade. There is a variety now for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the en suites as well. Did you always have that when you went there, or was that kind of come in recently as well?
It's only come in over the past 10 years. So.
Yes. Yeah, our first 2-3 years at the Imperial we didn't have
There'd be some rooms which you'd have a shower and a toilet down the hall and some a bath or you.
We always had a shower, didn't we?
Well, we always had the same room for every year.
And then there was an extension put on, or they took one of the bedrooms to do an ensuite.
Oh, so they knocked through.
They lost some bedrooms through doing that, but.
What was your favourite room? Which was the one?
225.
As you came out the lift. Right on the front.
Well, that's fun that, though, knowing a nice sort of familiar, cheery holiday feel to it.
Yeah.
What was it like? Do you remember 225 inside and?
It was very roomy, wasn't it? Very spacious.
The sea view, overlooking the sea, it was wonderful.
Yeah. We've got some photographs actually taken from the bedroom window at evening or in early mornings, which.
Yeah. I'd like to have a look. Sure. I will look at them afterwards. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so later on, I mean, would you be paying more for the ensuite and things, or was it did it not particularly cost that much? It
didn't cost that much.
No, the cost never altered.
No.
But the standard went up and the cost stayed the same. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. The hotels aren't, they are good value for money, but unfortunately the steam package takes the big bite of it.
Yeah.
So what's the sort of favourite thing you like about the coming back to Jean and Shirley's place and the things that really, you know, you think, oh, here we are, that makes it special?
It's the personal things, because we see ourselves as being friends of theirs.
And meeting the same people every year. We do keep in touch with the friends that we have in Watford, but it's nice for us all to be there together. And have a
Derek
week or
David,
10 days.
Derek and David, the son, take us out for a meal the last day of the holiday. Take the lads from Watford and ourselves out, and they take us for a good Indian curry. Yeah.
And do they still have a bar in the hotel, do they? Do they use that? Do you go
there? They have a residence bar on the ground level, and there's a imps bar downstairs, which is a disco.
We don't use that very often. We used to when we were a bit younger, but we don't anymore.
I was going to say, can you tell me about the sort of nightlife and stuff you'd be doing, you know, sort of, you know, over the years and in Douglas? Would you be in Douglas mostly or all over?
We'd spend a lot of time in Douglas. We used to enjoy the bars, because you would get free entertainment. There'd always be groups on in all the bars.
Yeah. Like the Crescent and stuff.
Yes, yeah.
Was it the Falcon Cliff?
We used to go up, so it's closed now,
I think.
It's an office. Yeah, we used to have some good nights in there, didn't we?
And with the old lift up there, which is gone again.
Yeah. And the Douglas Head Hotel that used to have entertainment on.
Which was all walking distance.
Yeah.
I used to like the Quay. There's an old pub called the Saddle, but they vaulted it, and it's lost all its character.
So you enjoy touring the pubs and a bit of entertainment and that sort of stuff.
And eating, we've been to some nice restaurants, haven't we, in the island? And to the Comptes and the.
You know, I remember when it used to be up on the Onken, and it changed to Julian's,
Julian's, and then changed to Bon Comptes.
It was top draw. Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm. They're down on the front now, aren't they? Yeah.
With it being the September, it would be my birthday and our anniversary, so we'd treat ourselves and open a nice bottle or something.
Yeah. Ryan likes playing golf as well, and you enjoy a few golf courses there.
I've been out with Dave and Derek and Dave. Dave is a 7 handicap. He's very
pretty good.
Just
pretty good, yeah.
Did you ever go at the Lido or anything like that, or was that not your scene?
Yes, we did. We've done the Lido a couple of times. Mm. I think I've done that more so than. I think you and I may have only gone once or twice.
Yeah.
I used to do it quite regularly when I used to go with girlfriends.
What would you go with a gang of girls and have a sort of girls' night out?
Three or four of us, yeah.
Yeah. What sort of things would you enjoy, you know, kicking your heels up doing on a night out?
Dancing and drinking and looking at the local talent. Well, would only be a teenager.
Yeah. I mean, did you think as a teenager, you know, oh, brilliant, you know, we'll have a laugh in Douglas, or did you think, oh, Douglas, you know, not as good as back home?
No, no, I enjoyed it, yeah.
Mm. Watching the Dallas Boys.
Not quite that old, thank you.
What sort of places would you be going to, you know, when you were at that teenage stage?
The Lido and the casinos. And there used to be, I don't think it's still down there, by the summer, what, that burnt down?
Summerland.
And was rebuilt.
Yes, before it was burnt, there used to be a few discos in there we used to go to.
Can you tell me what the Lido was like? Because I was never old enough to go in it. It shut down.
Thank you.
Just as, sorry, yes, well, I was just old enough to go and then they shut it.
Yeah, it was very big, very spacious.
I thought it was a dump.
Maybe was that later on, or was it getting a bit sleazy in your day? I mean, what?
It was always be a little bit sleazy TT week anyway. what would I explain? Was it the drinks were awful? I know that everything was watered down.
What, Christ! Oh right.
You could drink vodka and lemonade till it came out your ears. Go back to the hotel and have two. I've been drinking lemonade all night. That was a bit of a rip-off.
Do you remember the sort of music and the general atmosphere? What was that like?
There used to be live bands. The atmosphere was very good, yeah.
Had they painted it black by that point? Was
no.
That, it was still the old gold?
Gold, and yeah, yes.
I remember it painted black.
That was when we went, when it was painted black, yeah.
Why did they do that, do you think? What did they change it?
I don't know.
So you couldn't see the vodka.
Probably, yes. Is it closed now? Don't they open it TT a week?
No, it's gone.
Has it?
Yeah,
a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Oh, that's what they flattened it, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, you walk up
the back. Because you used to have used to walk up the steps, didn't you? Wasn't it a bingo hall and then went to a picture house? That's right. Yeah. Just trying to think what else.
Was Douglas, I know this is a delicate question to ask in the presence of your husband, but was Douglas a good place for the local talent, a bit of a holiday fling, you know, would you enjoy that sort of side?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would the lads be from? Would they be coming from the Liverpool, or would they be all over?
They'd be all over, yeah.
A lot of Irish lads.
And Cockneys.
And it was the same the other way round, I believe.
So it wouldn't be a bad place for a youngster then, because I was wondering if it would be, if when you were coming over as teenagers, you know, young people, whether you'd think it was a bit old fashioned, but it was all right.
But don't forget, we've only done the island for the TT or the Manx Grand Prix, so you are going to guess a lot of people over there.
Lads in the '70s who used to come across for football tournaments and the such, or for rugby tournaments. It was the Tormelinos of the West Coast.
I think they'd be doing the tour of the pubs.
Yeah, or surely would.
What about now? I mean, how have your tastes changed, you know, later in life? What sort of things are different about you? What you like in a holiday?
We don't have late nights like we used to.
No.
We enjoy early mornings now, don't we? Going for a walk before breakfast, and as you say, driving up through the plantation.
Do more touring
at
the island,
having picnics,
You mentioned about sitting out on the steps in the sun. Is that still done?
Yeah,
we still do that.
Rain or shine.
It's a case of having to, actually, after you've eaten a meal in the Imperial, because you can't go upstairs. Don't go upstairs. You just fall asleep and you'll be there till morning.
So it's you sit there and watch the world go by?
Yes. Mm. Till about 8 o'clock, then upstairs.
Bushes is gone now, isn't
it? Right. Mm.
An old landmark.
I think they're having a tent this TT week, a Bushes tent, apparently. And the plan is to close the whole of North Quay and make it into like a party zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's almost traditional sitting out on the steps, isn't it, I think, now?
All the bikes, yeah.
Everybody strutting their stuff.
That's what I enjoyed about TT. You could walk down, we call it Strand Street, where all There's not as many pubs as there used to be down
there. The type of people, there was never any bad language and never any trouble or anything, was there? It was all a holiday atmosphere.
With helmets everywhere and you just... Nobody... something else I liked about the island, you could leave things and nobody would pick them up and walk away with them. You'd leave your car door open, you didn't... I know the island's not that big, so couldn't go very far, but living on the mainland, you have to lock everything up. And
I was going to say, what else would really strike you as being a change from Liverpool when you went over that said, oh, this is different?
The standards, the standards of the local children and the local people, I thought were...
Not clean.
Everything was clean, no litter.
No litter.
Yeah, it was just a nice, relaxed... And I thought it was an ideal world for me, moving from Liverpool. You know.
Were you tempted to move there then, did you, what do you mean?
Yeah, my first years going over there, I seriously... And there was a lot of work for me as a builder. If Carol could have had a job over there, I think we'd have been there now.
Because in those days there wasn't the offices, which now, of course,
yes,
could walk into a job anywhere with your experience, yeah.
A couple of people that actually worked with me, they've moved over to the island, been there, Frank's been there for about 19 years, and Sean's been there 3.
No.
Both from, chartered accountant.
You must have seen a few characters over the years on your holidays. Can you remember any amusing times or people, moments that might have brought a smile to your face?
I remember on my birthday when they tied me up in a basket and left me on the front, covered me in eggs and left me on the...
That was when we were staying in the manning room, wasn't it?
Left me on the seafront, tied up all day.
People throwing coins in the basket, laundry basket.
They were all characters, the chaps from Watford who were bikers of a different ilk, who were 40 years of age and still as mad as when they were 17. It was trying to get me in the 160 mile an hour club on the back of his bike. Totally illegal, mind. They were all good.
That was before they put the roundabouts at Ronald's Way Airport, wasn't it? And it was a straight.
So there'd be high spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever have...
Don't put that in your book. That's a local Bobby after
no,
you.
No worries. It's fine.
Mm.
Did you ever have any like really sad moments, like sort of worries and tragedies on the holiday time and things that would go wrong?
There was one that the lad got killed in the hotel who was riding.
Oh, yeah.
It put the dampers on the. On the whole week.
Yeah, one of the riders.
Phil Hogg was it. He was actually staying in the hotel and it did put the dampers on it. But apart from that, nothing. Mm. Apart from the weather.
Yes, we've had some bad weeks there, haven't we, weather-wise?
Not always sunshine, especially in September, would you?
You've been scorched on the building site and then step off the boat in Douglas and you've got cotton wool in your ears.
That was when it was the September Manx Grand Prix. They've moved it forward now, haven't they? So
yeah.
They have touched lucky since they've moved it to the tail end of August.
So would you ever come more than once a year then, or was it always just the one?
No, it was twice. It was
TT
and
Manx
Grand
Prix.
June and September.
A lot of happy memories, I should think, over the years.
Especially with the family, yeah. And you see them grow up and have the... And you don't expect lads of 18, 19 to love the Isle of Man, but they still... And they still come down from Southport to see the boat go out, just with their memories of the boat, whether they go or not, but just to see the Lady of Man cruising up the river. And
if we were to go away and the family couldn't come, you were guaranteed they'd all be at the pierhead waving us off, and then they'd all be there when we came home, mostly the little ones, to see, what have you bought us?
But you, as you say, the boat journey, I mean, was that something made it a bit special, a bit different?
Yeah, it was for me. Like you say, with your love of old electrical equipment, and I'd love the old shipping. I thought when it went to the Sea Cat, it just character again, another standard gone. Yeah, we came home one year on the Mona's Queen, and it was still silver service. You could have a silver service breakfast with a big platter of bacon and egg, and beautiful. But all gone for progress.
You weren't tempted to fly then?
We've flown once.
Yeah.
Which wasn't a very nice experience for me coming home, because it was bad weather, wasn't it?
Yeah, it did. And it was one of them small.
We went out on the
aeroplane.
On a proper plane.
Yeah, it was the old Viscount, the old four engine Viscount they used to have. And we came back on one of them
caravans.
flying caravan, yeah.
And it was bad weather, and I thought I was going to end in the sea.
The approach is very steep, both ends.
Yeah.
The actual flying, I don't mind flying. It was just the experience of being in this very lightweight aircraft, and it was bad weather. The one and only time.
We went twice because they put a 111 jet on one time, and that the takeoff from Ronald's Way was just like being catapulted over.
So probably more fun to stick to going by sea.
I think the sea was the best bet.
So would you normally take your car or the motorcycle, or have you got?
No, we always take the car.
We took both one year, didn't we? And then took the bike. But we always take the car with us. One year we done TT that we couldn't get the car on because we left it too late.
Yeah.
And
David also, who has the Imperial, he lent us his car for the week because he was so busy with TT weeks. So good people they are.
That's really kind. Yeah. So do you ring them up?
And we burnt the clutch out on it.
Do you ring them up like well in advance to book and stuff, or do you just say?
No, they just automatically books in, and we just. Out of politeness, phone just to say that we're on our way. Jean, just as she does her bookings for the year, as the end of season, she automatically puts it in for the fortnight.
Yeah.
It's really friendly the way she just looks after you. Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. Well, thanks very much for telling me all about your Isle of Man holidays. It's been most interesting.
I'm sure when you've gone, I'll probably say, oh, I forgot to tell him.